Very few words. Allah has given him has given them piece of advice. He said, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Now you go down to the earth. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He said, now you are in the earth. You will wait for my guidance. And whenever you get my guidance, if you follow it, then you will have no grief, no sadness, no fear. That's basically Jannah. So Allah here is telling Adam alayhi salam and Hawa that you and your offspring, all of us, we get to live in this earth. And there is one way we can go back to our homes, original homes, which is Jannah, if we were to follow that guidance. And then Allah has sent pieces of guidance through the prophets, alayhim salam. So you will realize in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah after this said, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. So Allah has sent Musa alayhi salam with one piece of this guidance. And then Yusuf alayhi salam and all prophets. And then towards the end, the last piece of guidance that Allah has sent down to mankind was to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. So when Allah, and Allah now says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. Now we understand. We understand that this Quran is the last piece of guidance that Allah has sent to mankind through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan. So what are we celebrating here in Ramadan? We're celebrating the fulfillment of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will send us sort of guidance, and whenever we stick to this guidance, then we can find our way back home to our original house, inshaAllah ta'ala. What's more beautiful about this? The Qur'an was described in the Qur'an by being Hablullah, the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ulama said. And then Allah has described, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Hablullah by saying that this is a robe, Hablullah al-Mateen, ma bayna al-sama'i wal-ard. So Rasulullah said, the Qur'an is that solid rope that's extended between the sky and the earth. So think about it this way. This is the last piece of guidance. It's sort of a rope that Allah has given us, and it's extended from the heavens to the earth. So whoever holds on this rope, then we can make our way back up to our original house. So to recap all of this, it's beautiful, beautiful. Surah Al-Baqarah speaks about Prophet Adam alayhi salam's story. Then after this, Allah has told Prophet Adam, you will get guidance, you and your followers. You will get guidance from me, through the prophets. And then Allah has fulfilled this promise. He sent prophets with pieces of guidance. Towards the end, He sent Prophet Muhammad with the last piece of advice, and He described this last piece of guidance as a rope that's extended from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the earth. And whoever holds on this rope, then we can find a way back to Jannah al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who reflect and contemplate on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who witness the month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.